Hi, I'm Danny Elfman.
This is Shirley Manson.
This is Debbie Harry.
This is Chris Steyer Blondie.
This is Ronan Dorzabal from Tears for Fears.
This is Billy Idol.
This is Alex Ebert, a.k.a. Edward Sharp, giving the story behind the song.
Hi, this is Peter Chotti, host of The Story Behind the Song. Each month I speak to some of music's biggest artists to get the inside stories behind their most lasting and iconic songs. Join me for new episodes on the third Monday of every month on The Story Behind the Song from the Consequence Podcast Network, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, welcome to the show. Feeling good with Duddy. That's me. Let's go.
Yes. Hello, everybody. We are back. We have missed you. This is not really a numbered episode, but an update for Feeling Good with Duddy. It's been a while since we've talked to Duddy B, the host, and we finally have him on a Zoom call. I'm Jake B, your co-host, and here I bring to you from his home in Huntington Beach, our guy, guitar player, singer of the Dirty Heads, one half of the Roman Duddy Project and Roman Duddy Podcast, and host of this podcast. Here he is, everybody, Duddy B.
What is happening? That's right. I am home.
Oh, you're like Bigfoot, Duddy. We see blurred images of you, but we just haven't got a hold of you until now. How are you doing?
Doing okay. It's been a crazy like last month. You know, like I feel like it's just been nonstop, like a whirlwind. I'll come home for like a day, and then I'm right back out. And yeah, just got back yesterday from Mexico. Cabo Cali roots. It was a lot of fun. Yeah, it was really cool. Anyone, you know, listening that was there, I mean, I guess thanks for coming out. That was insane. But I mean, you know, that we had just as much fun too. So, you know, it was pretty rad. So yeah, and if you're listening and you weren't there, I highly recommend checking it out next year because it was a blast. But what's up, Jake? Look like you want to say something.
Well, no, I was letting you, you know, paint the Cabo Cali roots picture. But then I was going to take us all the way back to when we last heard from you. But yeah. I mean, are you, you know, I think you said what you said about Cabo roots, right? Anything else you want to throw in? The margaritas were amazing. Anyone you want?
No, that's fine. But yeah. So yeah, go ahead.
Okay. So, and we'll work our way back up to Cali roots. Cause I'll just set the mood for everybody here. So we haven't put out a Wednesday show in quite a while. And that's just because we just literally haven't been able to get a hold of Duddy. It's been a lot and he's going to explain everything coming up. But when we, so this is more of an update. Where has Duddy been and what's he been doing for the last few weeks and our plans for this show in the next couple months here. That's what this is. This is Duddy and I just having a chat with you guys and catching up. So first catching up we're going to do is we're going to catch up with Duddy. Where have you been? And the last time we talked to Duddy, I believe you were just about to play in Florida. What was the name of that festival?
Oh, Reggae Rise Up.
Reggae Rise Up. That's right. We were making fun of the reggae names. Remember, we said there's 12 words that are used in every reggae festival name. You've got Rise, you've got Roots, you've got Cali, you've got, you know, anyway. But perfect. Yes. So Reggae Rise Up Florida. And that was a good show, right?
That was a great show. Yeah. The Reggae Rise Up in Vegas was awesome. And then the Reggae Rise Up in Florida was awesome as well. Both amazing shows. But yes, just like you said, we got home from our tour. Our tour was about 2 months. I had, you know, I believe it was 2 days off at home. Mm-hmm. And then, yes, flew to Florida, played Reggae Rise Up, and the rest of the guys flew home the next day and I flew to Nashville and I had then 5 straight days of rehearsal. And then we played our show in Nashville, the Roman Duddy Project, that is, not the Dirty Heads. And that was our first time meeting our new band, which was, they were absolutely amazing. And then we played our first show out in Nashville after our 5 days of rehearsal. And then I got the first flight out on Halloween, because I really wanted to make it home in time to spend Halloween with my family and my kids. And every year we go all out for our costume. We've talked about it many times on the show. And I was stuck in that horrible situation where, you know, there was like 20,000 flights canceled. And I didn't know about it because we'd been just busy the whole week and then woke up super early in Nashville and flew out and I had a connection. That's where I got screwed. I had a connection in Arizona. And when I landed, I was just, you know, in my happy world. I'm on my way home, no big deal. And I land and I get off the plane and it looked like the end of the world because everyone's flights had been canceled. So the second I get off the plane, you instantly realize something is wrong because the whole entire airport was packed with people. Every little kiosk had 1,000 people in line for it, wrapped around everywhere, and every single person was mad. Kids were kids were crying because they're realizing that they're not going to make it to where they're supposed to be. So their kids' Halloweens are just done. They're not getting a trick or treat that year. Parents are just it was bad. So yeah, it was terrible.
I'm going to pop in here because I have a part of this part of the story too. Now, I hadn't even talked to Duddy at this point. You know, he does the Reggae Rise Up show. And I think we talked to you that day on this show. And then I hadn't even talked to you for the whole week that you were in Nashville, you know, because Luke and I just said, hey, Duddy's got a lot going on. He's in Nashville. Let him be out there and practice with his new band. We don't need to bother him with show, you know, feeling good with Duddy stuff, you know? And so I hadn't talked to Duddy and I was planning on going over to Duddy's house on Halloween night with my son. And we were going to do trick or treating. And Duddy calls me the night, this is Halloween, like afternoon you called me, right, Duddy, or early evening?
Yeah, this is when after I had landed, because I expected, like, I'm going to get home early.
Yeah.
And then I'll hit you up, you know, at a decent time, not super early in the morning. And then I'll be like, yo, when do you want to come over? No big, you know? But so go ahead.
So I get a call from Duddy in like the afternoon and he, you guys, and I hope you don't mind me saying this, Duddy, Duddy's not... Yeah. You see Duddy. I mean, he's kind of the Duddy every time you talk to him. You know, he's not super up in the clouds. He's not Captain Downer. He's neither one. He's just kind of the way Duddy sings is the way Duddy is. Duddy's going to sing and his rhymes are right here. And he's, you know, every once in a while, he'll, you know, but for the most part, same in his life, right? He calls me on Halloween afternoon and dude, he is audibly down and out, like a bummed out, sad, at his wits end, Duddy. And I'm going to tell him what you told me about Nashville too. Like Duddy said, loves the new band and the show was great. Everyone who saw the show, I know the live stream was a little rickety. I don't know if anyone told you.
Know.
Oh yeah. I mean, it was fine. You could still see what was going on, but you know, it cut in and out and stuff, but you could tell it sounded good. And you know, so obviously the show ripped and Duddy loved the show, loved the band, but here's what happened with Duddy. He's been on tour all summer, hasn't seen his family a lot. Hasn't seen, you know, anyone, hasn't been home. And he goes to Florida for a one-off show, but rather than flying home with the rest of the band, he goes to Nashville for an entire week to meet his new band and his side project. And the bummer of this was it was raining that week in Nashville and Duddy was in a hotel by himself because everyone else, I guess, lives there or something. And the practices, the rehearsals for Duddy's new band, the Roman Duddy Project, they weren't till nighttime. They were at night every night. So Duddy tells me when he calls me on Halloween day, he's like, bro, I haven't been home. I haven't seen my family. And then he's all, I come to Nashville and he's like, everything's great with the music. When I'm playing with the band, it's the greatest thing ever. He's all, but it rained every day. And I was stuck in a hotel room for 5 days by myself all day. And he's like, I'm starting to get just, you know, you start wanting to be with your family. And this isn't Duddy being normal talk. So me as a brother, I'm like feeling for Duddy now. I'm like, oh man, this poor guy. And then on top of all of this, all of his flights get canceled and he's stuck in Arizona, doesn't get to come home and see his family. So it was a rare, you were on your wit's end, dude. You were down and out.
I was.
You were feeling bummed, right?
Oh yeah, man. When I realized that I wasn't making it home, I was just sitting in that airport and I was looking around. I was like, and I'm just like looking around. It's one of those where it's like almost like a movie. And like, I just stood there for a second, like 360'd it, like spun or like did a little 360, looked around. And I was like, nothing good will come for me sitting in this airport right now. And going in one of these lines and sitting in one of these lines for 3 hours, because there's no way they can help you. And no, it's just everyone's mad. So I just immediately just pulled up Hotels Tonight, which is an app. And I'm going to give a quick free shout out for this. If, Hotels Tonight has saved me so many times. I love this fucking app. If you don't know what it is and you travel, download Hotels Tonight. It just takes your location and it gives you every single hotel right around you at the super most discounted rate, because the hotels only put their hotel rooms in if they've just got a couple extra rooms that day and they're trying to get rid of them. So you pull it up and you're like, boop, cool. There's one right there. I'll take it for $80, whatever. And then, you know, you book it right there on your phone and you get, and it's just, yeah, I use it all the time. And I mean, sometimes I don't even book a hotel when I'm going places. I just land, I pull up Hotels Tonight and go, that looks nice. I mean, there will always
be. You're like, you're going to save money. And what is it? A swipe swoop? You're signed up.
For yeah, that. Dude. You already got your info in there and you're just like it. See you in 20 minutes. You know, like, dude, it's great. So that's what I did. I pulled up Hotels Tonight. I found a decent room for like $90. It was like a mile and a half from the airport. Grabbed an Uber, all on the phone. Thank God. For in the future, for times like this, you have no option but to go get in line for the payphone or get in line for the rental car or whatever you're going to do. You have no choice. You're screwed. But we're in the future now. So on my phone, I booked a hotel room. I booked a car to pick me up. And within, you know, 20 minutes, I was at the hotel. But Jake, I don't even think I told you this part. This was the best part, because after all this, I get to the hotel.
I'm just picturing a t-shirt real quick. It's Duddy B. Hold, and it says, we're in the future now, like holding a phone or something. I want that to happen. So don't forget that.
But you think you're at your wit's end, right? And I'm trying to make the best of everything. At this point, I'm like, whatever. Like, at least I have the means to go do this. I don't have my kids with me. I packed light. I don't have to go to get my bags from, you know, baggage. I could just bounce. So I bounce and I'm on my way to the airport and I'm like, nice. It was on a Sunday. It was Halloween. Right. Halloween was Sunday this year, I believe.
Yeah.
And I was like, cool. I'm just going to like order some Uber Eats or something into my room and watch football because what happened is on my way to my, in the future, like I said, on the way to my hotel, booked myself a new flight. Southwest, had some flights. So that night I was able to get a flight at like 10 o'clock at night. So did that all. So I'm getting up to my room and I'm like, dude, I got that. I figured it out, you know, and it's cool. I'm going to miss Halloween, not making it home tonight. That sucked. But I got the fuck out of that bummed out airport, got everything figured out. I'm going to be okay. And I get there. And of course, I'm not even thinking about check-in time. So I get to the hotel. It's like 10:30 in the morning. The lady goes, sorry, sir, there's check-ins not till 3.
Oh, I didn't realize that. So you were at the airport super early in the morning. Super early. And just said, screw it, I'm out of here. I'll come
back. I'm out of here.
No way.
So I booked the hotel room. I know. So I look at her and I go, ma'am, I go, it's been like a long morning. I'm like, my flight's been canceled. I booked this room because I have nowhere else to go. I was like, is there any way you could help me? And she gives me one of these, check-ins at 3.
Oh no, she doesn't, this bitch.
And it's like 10:30 and I look around, I look in the back, I go, cool, I'm just going to be here in the lobby then till then. I was like, what time does your, they have like a little tiny bar restaurant thingy with like 5 seats. I go, what time's that open? And she says 1. So I'm like,
oh my God.
So what do? I go, well, can I put my bags behind the counter? She goes, sure. And then I Ubered to like some shitty little sports grill across like a mile away from there, sat there, had lunch, watched some football, came back at like 1:30. And I was just like, can I? And she was like, I have a room for you. Oh. And I was like, okay. So she let me in an hour and a half early. She did. So that was cool. And then, I pretty much just like passed out in that room, watched some football, took a little nap, went back to the airport. And I ended up getting into my house around like 12:30, 1 in the morning.
Halloween.
Just missed it.
Oh.
And then, I was home for like 2 days.
Here's where...
Two nights, counting that night that I, you know, so really... Yeah, I guess like a day and a half or so I was home and then flew to Mexico for Cali Roots. It was a wild time, but then the worst part of it, Jake, and I'm just going to keep complaining first.
No, keep complaining. So let's stop it right here. So And this, I wanted just the listeners to know too. This is why, like a bit ago, I just made a decision with Duddy. I go, Duddy, don't worry about feeling good with Duddy for a few weeks. I'm like, you have so much going on, and then it gets a little worse, guys. And so there's more to come, but this is the Duddy complaint hour, and he doesn't ever do this. This is why I love it. I've never heard Duddy so fucking down and out, and I'm his brother. I've known him his entire life. I've never really heard him so just desolate, just like, what am I doing on earth any longer?
Oh.
So he gets back from the Cali Roots Mexico, and we already kind of tapped on that. You had a great time. It was a lot of fun, but there's a price to pay for going as hard as you've been going. So Cali Roots Fest happens.
Well, and this started before this, I should have touched on this earlier, but this started. So it was right when the tour was over. Like I said, I had like 2 days off before we had to fly out for our Florida show and then my Nashville and then Mexico and all that. But I had the 2 days off at home, and I hadn't had time to spend, much time with my family in the last few months. So I was like, oh, I want to do something fun, have some family time. So we took the kids to just Knott's Berry Farm. For those of you who don't know what that is, it's like a local amusement park here. It's a lot of fun. And they have actually quite a few like big roller coasters. And my son, Jack, this was his first time that he was actually like of height to go on all of the roller coasters, right? So we went on one, and he was like, oh yeah, I want to go on all of them, and I want to go as many as I can, and I want to go right off the ride and then back into line and do it again. And of course, I was loving it. I'm like, let's do it, you know? And on one of the rides, there's like a backwards loop, you know? And we were laughing, and I wasn't really paying attention. We got to that backwards loop, and it kind of just jerked me like as we went up. And I didn't think much of it, but I definitely like felt like, ooh, like that got me. I wasn't really ready for that. And it definitely like jerked my back a little bit, you know. I'm like, no big deal. But I woke up the next day and I was like, okay, something's going on here. Like I maybe just slept on it funny. Everyone's had it where you wake up and you're like, okay, I can't turn my neck either way.
Oh.
My back hurts. Okay, I've had this before though, whatever, you know, is what it is. And then I fly to Florida, and I definitely noticed like when I land from that flight in Florida, I'm like, ooh, damn, this is bad. Like I've had bad stuff before, but this is definitely like, this is different bad, you know? And then we play the show, and it's, you know, like we wake up the next day, like we said before, fly. And then I fly to Nashville, and I notice again when I land, I'm like, oh man, my back is on fire right now. And it just started to slowly get worse and worse and worse. 5 days straight rehearsal, guitar hanging on my back, another show, another flight home. It's slowly getting worse and worse. And when I get home before this last Mexico flight, I had like the 2 days off at home. It got really bad where I noticed like I couldn't even sit down for too long. I had to start like standing up. Laying down was like kind of out of the option. I had to like sleep almost sitting up in a chair. And then I fly to Florida, we fly to Mexico for that show. And it got really bad to where now my left arm starts to go numb every now and then. And long story short,
God damn it.
I know, long story short, I get home from this last Mexico trip and I'm just in so much pain. I go straight to like a back specialist, and he's like, yeah, dude. He's like, you got whiplash. Like, and he's like, did you do anything? Did you fall? And I was like, the only thing I could think it stemmed from was I went to an amusement park and I was going on roller coasters. And he was like, oh yeah. He goes, this happens all the time to people on roller coasters. And he said, how long ago was that? You know, I told him, oh, it was about, you know, a little over 2 weeks ago, probably. You know, he's like, oh wow. Like, what have you been doing? And I told him flights and shows and all this. He's like, oh yeah. He's like, you know, after they did some tests and things on me, then he was like, yeah, so you had a little bit of a whiplash, but not treating it, continuously flying, not resting. You're not probably stretching enough out there, and you're doing shows, you're holding a guitar. He said it just caused like a chain reaction. All your muscles try to like help out and whatever. It got worse and worse and worse. So now they're pretty sure I even have a pinched nerve, and that's what's causing the arm to go numb-ish. So yeah, it's been
it's been
It's been a bit of a couple weeks. Yeah. But I will be all right. And honestly, I could say like I've been 3 days straight now to this specialist, and I could already tell it's starting to like feel a little bit better. So it'll be fine. I'll be totally fine. But yeah, definitely just like when it rains, it pours. You're just like, oh man.
I just thought of something great. We have we have the FGWD bunker, right? That's our like listener group on Facebook. Most people know about that. I want to start seeing some like emo duddy memes over please. An injured back looking duddy, maybe some sad eye make.
We got to find
emo duddy memes.
We got to find the photo of me when I was emo duddy for Halloween.
Oh, we've shared that, I believe, on this very show. Which episode would that have been that we shared the? Anyway, one of the first 10 episodes, I do think that picture made it in. We must have been interviewing Jared or somebody that would have made that happen, or Cheese.
All that being said, most of that's kind of the reason there hasn't been a solid amount of Feeling Good with Duddy episodes coming out. And I do apologize for that. But we do have a lot of fun stuff planned for the future. We've already locked in some really cool bands, and
let's kind of do this. So, you know, we caught you up on the Duddy B action. He's a mess. Okay. And then we do want the emo Duddy memes. And I actually really want the "we're in the future now" Duddy memes as well. let's just see them happen. So now we're going to tell you guys kind of about our plan from this day moving into the very near future here, because we really went back and forth a lot about what do we do. Like, here's how Duddy and I have been thinking lately, because it's been so hard for us to get shows with Duddy on the road. We're kind of like, whenever we can get Zoom together, let's just hit record and put it out. And that got us through the summer, but we don't want to do that anymore. We want to give you guys some proper shows like we used to with live bands and all that stuff. So Duddy and I had a nice little conversation before we hit record here today. And we came up with this. We do have some bands that we have booked that are coming in over the next few weeks, but we want to try to collect a few shows for you guys and really come back at you with a nice crop of good shows. So I think what we've landed on, Duddy, right, is that we're going to come back the first Wednesday in January with these Wednesday Feeling Good with Duddy shows. Of course, we're still going to put out content for our Patreon listeners, you know, and we'll be doing that as much as we can throughout, but the big Wednesday shows, the ones you're listening to right here, January 5th, we're going to come back. And why don't you tell everybody who we're going to have for that first show, Duddy?
Yes, our first episode back of the 2022 is going to be our good friends, Catastro. And I'm really looking forward to it. We had a couple of the guys on before, but it was via Zoom, just like we're doing now. So yes, it was a great show, but I'm really looking forward to having these guys in the bunker. They're going to perform live. It's going to be amazing. So January 5th, you can expect Feeling Good with Duddy to get right back to where we were with some awesome bands. And it's going to be a lot of fun. And I think you guys are going to really enjoy it.
Yeah. And we have a couple other bands that have reached out to us that we're going to touch base with too. We're going to see how many bands we can kind of get. So we have a nice, you know, hey, we're going to try to get as many shows as we can before January 5th. So we really have a lot of stuff for you guys. And another thing is, in the meantime, we're going to redo the bunker. You know, we're going to take this opportunity to get in there, and it's probably going to look different when we come back. It's definitely going to look different, right, Duddy?
Yeah, it's a disaster in there right now.
It's a disaster in there, as you can imagine, all the Dirty Heads gear and everything from traveling, and all of the posters in the background from all of our previous shows are probably on the floor. You guys don't know this, but half those posters fall off the wall in between every episode. Duddy and I would have to go back in the bunker and retape. It's janky in there, man. We're going to clean it up so it looks.
But not starting January 5th. It will no longer be janky in there.
Yes. Yeah, man. So that's kind of where we're at. So for these Wednesday shows, thank you guys so much for your patience. I know there hasn't been a lot of content, but you guys have hung in there. And it seems like when we do put something out, you know, the same amount of people are still listening. So we appreciate you guys. Hey, just leave us on your phone, man. And the new episodes will start popping up January 5th. You'll hear the bloom, bloom. And there we are right on your phone. And then anything else you want to say in the meantime, Duddy?
No, but I do just want to say, hey, thanks to everyone who came out to any of the High and Mighty shows this summer, or just any of the Dirty Head shows, festivals, or whatever. It was so much fun. It was great seeing you guys. thank you guys for listening, you know, to the show all through 2021. No, we got a little weird there at the end, but we're going to get it all figured out. We're going to hit 2022 hard and we're going to have a lot of fun. But just, you know, thank you guys so much for the ongoing support with everything, the bands, the podcast. We do love you guys and we can't wait to see you guys January 5th, 2022.
All right, everybody. We'll talk to you soon. Yeah.